Rex Buchanan is Director Emeritus of the Kansas Geological Survey. He, along with Bert Griggs and Joshua Svati, are co-authors of Petroglyphs of the Kansas Smoky Hills. It's one of the books selected by the State Library of Kansas for this month's Kansas 250 Bookshelf. I'm Kay McIntyre. Prairie Journal is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. You can find a longer version of my conversation with Rex Buchanan on the petroglyphs of the Kansas Smoky Hills at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Rallied for the week, the Dow rose 3%, the S&P 500 index climbed 3.5%, and the NASDAQ jumped nearly 4.7%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has arrested a former Riley County Jail corrections officer. Agents took 24-year-old Ashley Britt of Manhattan into custody for allegedly trafficking contraband in a correctional institution. The KBI says Britt provided contraband to inmates on several occasions. She's been booked into the Geary County Jail. A Taiwanese battery manufacturer has selected Liberal in southwest Kansas as its location for a new U.S. manufacturing and assembly facility. The Kansas Department of Commerce made the announcement yesterday. Apogee Power, a Taiwan-based energy technology company, says it will invest nearly $16 million over the next 3 to 5 years and create 80 new jobs in Liberal. The company expects to begin operations this summer. The Kansas legislature has voted to override Governor Laura Kelly's veto of the Save Kansas Act. The soon-to-be law requires the state to regularly compare voter rolls with the federal database to identify potential non-citizens, putting flagged voters into a verification process. The legislation also prohibits people from registering to vote on third-party sites. Now, voters in Kansas will need to register through websites approved by the Secretary of State's office if they choose to register online. The law takes effect July 1st. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. This is NPR.
Mostly cloudy skies this morning, becoming partly sunny this afternoon. We've got a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms mostly this afternoon. Much warmer temperatures today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy overnight tonight with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows around 60 degrees. It's 53 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
And you're listening to it on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Coming up, Steven Soderbergh's latest movie, The Christophers, is about a family that hires a forger to finish the paintings of a famous artist. It stars Ian McKellen. We'll have a review of The Christophers coming up by Bob Mondello on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. KPR, NPR's Weekend Edition Saturday, and all the news you hear on Kansas Public Radio is possible because of support from more than 6,000 listeners just like you. The news matters so much to our members that they're willing to send in 15, 20, or more every month to ensure this service continues to grow. Their support matters. So does yours. Take a minute today and go to kansaspublicradio.org and donate today. And thanks.
Support for KPR comes from Plainspoken Books, publisher of Whirlwind, a memoir tracing Bill Curtis's work in television and radio news, including reporting from Kansas and beyond. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
We've got mostly cloudy skies this morning, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, warmer temperatures in store for today with highs in the upper 70s. It's drizzling in Manhattan at 55 degrees, drizzling in Topeka at 53, hazy in Emporia at 57 degrees. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Eric in
Prime Minister Viktor Orban has been in power in Hungary since 2010. He's now up again for re-election. Many Hungarians accuse Orban of corruption, from consolidation of power to misappropriation of funds.
He's on the way to become a dictator. After the election, he promises everything very threatening, bad things.
That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Check out the KPR app for Android and Apple platforms. It's free at your app store, and you can take KPR with you everywhere you go.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Dial M for Murder, a noir-inspired suspenseful thriller. Showing April 17th through the 18th and 23rd through the 26th. Ticket information and more at theaterlawrence.com.
Speaking of thriller, coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday. Part mystery, part send-up of the publishing industry. We'll hear about a new book called The Ending Writes Itself from authors V.E. Schwab and Kat Clark. That's coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Mostly cloudy skies this morning. It will clear a little bit this afternoon. We do have a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly this afternoon. Much warmer temperatures in store for today with highs in the upper 70s.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School, stewarding 14 acres of urban land in Kansas City, Kansas, that provides plants and food through their spring plant sales and weekly CSA and Farm Stop. Details at caseyfarmschool.org.
It's 51 in Atchison, where they can expect rain in the next hour. Drizzling in Manhattan at 55 degrees, 54 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up, and then later today, join us for Classics by Request with Destiny. Your main request this week, music about the moon. We'll hear some very celestial tunes, Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, and, of course, Moon River. It's Classics by Request from 1 to 4 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years of local foods. Opening day is Saturday, April 11th.
The agency plans to test out lunar landers in space with a goal of landing astronauts on the moon in 2028. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Governor Laura Kelly has signed a bill banning kratom in Kansas. House Bill 2365 designates 7-OH kratom as a Schedule I controlled substance. In her veto message, Kelly said the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is in the process of determining whether kratom is safe and effective in treating certain medical conditions. But until then, it is wise to safeguard the health of Kansans. The bill also adds more than a dozen opioids, synthetic opioids, and other drugs to Schedule I of the Controlled Substances Act. The House voted to override a veto by Governor Kelly on a portion of the state budget that targets student walkouts. The plan requires school districts to obtain written parental consent for any student leaving during a protest. The policy mandates disciplinary action for absent students and prohibits staff from encouraging protests. If it's found that staff assisted in a walkout, districts would be fined an amount equal to a superintendent's daily salary for each day of the walkout. Democratic Representative Ree Shue says the legislation attempts to quiet young Kansans.
The moment that the government starts writing laws to silence its youngest voices is the moment that your voices become the most important ones in the room.
Supporters say the plan brings back accountability for students that walk out. Topeka native Gary Woodland slipped in the Masters standing after 36 holes. Entering today's third round, Woodland was tied for 39th after shooting a 3-over par 75 yesterday.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org.
Mostly cloudy skies this morning. We've got some drizzle going on throughout the KPR listening area. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. It will become partly sunny this afternoon. Warmer temperatures in store with highs getting up to the upper 70s. We have a 50% chance of rain overnight tonight, an 80% chance of showers, maybe thunderstorms in the forecast for tomorrow. It's 55 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, it's Saturday Sports with Michelle Steele. The Masters, the NCAA Men's Hockey Tournament, and the NBA Playoffs. That's all ahead on Saturday Sports on Weekend Edition Saturday here on KPR. Then stay with us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. Today on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, we're revisiting some favorite conversations with John Chu, the director of Wicked, comedian Andy Richter, and actor Delroy Lindo. That's on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's news quiz at 10 o'clock today on Kansas Public Radio. Mostly cloudy skies this morning with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. We may have partly sunny skies this afternoon. Warmer temperatures in store with highs getting up to the upper 70s. An 80% chance of showers, maybe thunderstorms in the forecast for tomorrow. Highs in the lower 70s.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
It's 52 degrees and raining in Atchison, 58 and hazy in Emporia, 55 and cloudy in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Jarl and Pamela,
raw milk drinking, homesteading trad wife with millions of social media followers wakes up one morning only to find
there's no lighting. The chicken coop is falling apart.
The year is 1855.
The barn looks old, and she finds herself in this very uncanny reality.
Yesteryear, Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Weekend Edition Sunday tomorrow morning from 7 to 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the LEAD Center and KU's Office of Sovereign Partnerships and Indigenous Initiatives, presenting the annual KU Powwow and Indigenous Cultures Festival, April 11th, 10:30 a.m. Details at powwow.ku.edu.
If the rain holds off, it should be a great day for that powwow. Warmer temperatures with highs in the upper 70s, mostly cloudy skies this morning, turning partly sunny. There is a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. So if you're going to the powwow, maybe take an umbrella along. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, superstar Celine Dion is returning to the stage after years battling an illness. We'll talk about her return with Eliza Furr. She's a Celine Dion tribute singer based in Las Vegas. That coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Dial M for Murder, a noir-inspired suspenseful thriller, showing April 17th.
And this is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on Thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. From the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on KC Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, offering education programs including school field trips, summer camps, paid apprenticeships, and volunteer opportunities. Details at kcfarmschool.org.
We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Saturday. The latest news from NPR just a minute and a half away. Kansas and regional news coming up at 9:04. And then stay with us for NPR's News Quiz. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, right after Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 9 o'clock.